Proclamation number 6182 of 2nd of February, 1955. Working of the adversary, defense against God's word. The fact that people reject God's word is understandable because God's adversary can influence them as long as they strive for his kingdom. Thus, through their desire for earthly goods, he grants them the power over themselves, which he uses to good effect by influencing them against everything that is true, full of light, good, so that they also oppose the word of God, which, however, is the most valuable thing on earth they should strive for. The earthly world is still the adversary's sphere of power from God, for it consists of that which has fallen away from God, of that which is bound in the earthly creations, in matter, which is still willingly turned towards God's adversary but cannot be forced by him to fulfill the adversary's will. But the human being in a state of free will is a suitable object for him, which he now tries to make submissive to his will. For he wants the latter to turn fully and completely towards him again, to express his opposition to God anew. And since the human being is still weak-willed, since he is not yet firmly decided in favor of God whose kingdom he does not see, he entices him with his kingdom, which is far more attractive to people because everything is placed before their eyes. But through God's word they are made aware of the transience of earthly things. Through God's word they are reminded of the effects a way of life can have if it is used rightly or wrongly. Through God's word the human being is warned and admonished, and he can easily reach his aim if he makes the word of God the guideline for his thoughts and actions. But the adversary of God tries to prevent this in order not to lose what is his. He knows that God's word, as the eternal truth, also has the power to influence people correctly and that they will then finally be lost to him. For this reason all his efforts are only ever aimed at preventing people from receiving the divine word, and therefore he instills a feeling of repulsion in them and they listen to him because at the same time the world lures them with its goods. Anyone who has already detached himself more from matter is more likely to turn his attention to the spiritual kingdom, and he is also more likely to let himself be captivated by the word of God. Even if he does not consciously desire the kingdom of God at first, but he accepts without resistance, and then it will not fail to make an impression on him either, because the word of God contains the strength within itself as soon as resistance is abandoned. In the last days every single soul will be fought over and God's adversary will have the upper hand because people will grant him this themselves, because they are materialistic to such an extent that everything spiritual will fade away for them, that they will not examine it first but already want to know nothing about divine spiritual matters because then they would have to put the world aside. Which, however, is infinitely more important to them. And yet the word of God is the only salvation for people because it enlightens them and at the same time gives them light and strength. Yet the freedom of the will is not touched, and therefore the human being himself decides to whom he turns. And thus he also creates his own lot in eternity. Amen.